Hello everyone, I'm George from Ireland. Thanks for coming back to my channel. So, some good news. So, I read this very heartening story the other day about a baby, Theo, who was operated on whilst he was in his mother's womb because he had an unusual condition called gastroschisis. I hope I pronounced that correctly, chisis, whereby the navel doesn't develop in the usual way. Therefore, the intestines grow outside the body. I'd never even heard of that one before. So, but the doctors were able to perform this operation while he was partly in utero by somewhat exposing the uterus and pressing the organs back into the interior of his abdomen. That was keyhole surgery. Apparently, the only third child in the world to benefit from this. And he subsequently was born successfully, living. So he's healthy, and his mother is Maisie Savage. His father is Josh French, and so they're elated about that good news. But this baby, the situation is not as unusual as perhaps I realized. As I thought, even more common than I realized. So that was Theo. Anyway, and this was done whilst he was 26 weeks old gestationally, an unborn baby. Reading about it on the BBC's website. Okay, so that's great that they were able to do that, and he's been born. And I think that when they went to Texas in the United States, where that was done, perhaps people are unable to do this in the United Kingdom. The child was born through a cesarean section. So wonderful. So this is all a good news story. Because without that, I don't know if Theo would have died. I just had serious medical complications when he was born. But wait a second. The operation was performed on the child. It wasn't performed on the mother because the child is a separate person to the mother. There's nothing wrong with her intestines, so far as I know. And I noticed that he was referred to in the BBC article as a baby when he was in utero, which he was, rather than a fetus. Now, fetuses are babies, but people often use that word fetus to dehumanize children when they want to murder them, or to embryos, again, to dehumanize them. And I know embryo and fetus have a proper meaning, depending on the child's age in gestational terms, because obviously life begins before birth and not after birth. All right? So, wow. They were saving this child's life, possibly. There we go. Because, you know, if this child has a medical problem, why would you care if they're not even human? If they're not even alive, why would you care? And so be gentle. Why would you bother being gentle? We're not even talking about a human being. We're talking about a cluster of cells. He was just a clump of cells. You could kill him. So, no, they saved this child. And I'm very glad they saved it. So, happy outcome. The baby's happy. The mother's happy. The father's happy. This is just a win-win-win. So that's all good news, and that has to be celebrated. But, you know, every child should receive this same sense of care, the same idea that he or she is an individual with rights. The bodies belong to the baby, does not belong to someone else. The baby's body is not the mother's body, and so on. And the mother saying she could feel Theo kick, obviously named him even before he was born, and so on. All right. And so there was this scar to allow the surgeons to get in to press the intestines back into the inside of the body and so on. So they're happy and all the rest of that, yeah? And even the gynecologist obstetrician who performed this procedure, he says the mother, the baby, he referred to the child as the baby and so on, and then going on fetal surgery. It was fetal, as far as the child had not actually been born at the time of this, operation. So there we go. So yeah, babies are alive, even when they are still in utero. They are human beings. They're not just an extension of the mother's body. A baby is not a tumor. A baby is not a wart or something like that. So we ought to recognize this and always be trying to save babies. But the same obstetrician, the same gynecologist, does he murder children as well? Or does he simply sign the death warrants for kids to go elsewhere, to be torn apart, to have their skulls crushed, to have deadly poisons injected into their hearts to cause cardiac arrest, to have their limbs ripped off so that they die from exsanguination, or to be cut off from oxygen until the point of death, are there any other means that are used to murder little girls and little boys? And that's called healthcare, which is staggering. No, no, putting the intestines back into the interior of the body, that's healthcare. Murder is not. Murder is not a right, okay? That's not freedom. No, you don't have freedom to murder someone. You've got to think about the child's rights as well as the parents' rights. Murder is not improved if it's the parents who commit the crime. You do not have this right against your own children. You know, there are people who claim they don't have the children, the right to sell their children to slavery, to force them to prostitution. No, you don't. Children have rights, and no, abusive parents don't have the right to abuse their children. Okay, so every child, we should be trying to save children in utero, not devise means to murder these kids, not spending public money, wasting doctors' and nurses' time, saying, oh, it's bad for the mother's health to be pregnant if she doesn't want to be. I mean, maybe that's true, but it's not going to kill her. If it is going to kill her, then you could have an emergency cesarean. If there's absolutely no other way to save her life than killing her child, and I'll say what that is killing, might be justified. Horrific though that is, because two deaths is even worse than one. But yeah, it was a rare bit of good news. And don't let anyone tell you otherwise, to say that this, you know, people try to justify abortion on the basis that it's a choice, but that, you know, not all choices are permissible. Yeah, like rape is a choice, kidnap is a choice, torture is a choice, enslavement is a choice. These aren't the victim's choices. To say it's a choice is not an argument, is it? So save children. And obviously, care about women's health, care about when women die, and don't want them to suffer. And I realize there are risks attendant upon pregnancy. Try and mitigate those. But, you know, if you become pregnant, you realize that that does carry risk with it. Therefore, just avoid pregnancy. I know, and men can't get pregnant. Now, who are you to say that? Like, I'm a human being. I mean, I could have been a Theo, I'm a potential victim. It didn't happen to me. So that doesn't mean I pull up the ladder behind me and say it's okay to happen, for it to happen to other people. It's not. Obviously, I'm not going to be silenced. I'm not going to be gender shamed just because I'm male. And I hear a lot of preposterous arguments from those who want to murder little children saying, oh, but we don't try to prevent operations in the man's body. Yeah, because there's no operation on the male body that can kill somebody else. And that is the fundamental difference, is that a fetus or an embryo, he or she is a human being and not the same human being as his or her mother. Okay, this baby in utero, he is a different mother from his mother's mother. Okay, his mother's got a different person as her mother. He or she, well, it was a he, is not the same sex as his mother. He or she may have a different eye color, done a different fingerprint, it has different DNA fingerprint, a different footprint, might be have a different dominant hand, is a separate individual, is alive, is thinking, has brain waves, has chemical activity in the brain that is thinking, already has bodily autonomy, moving in utero, and that's the mother choosing to move. Anyway, do what you can to save children. Thank you for watching. Bye-bye.